A new security arrangement for the Pacific that's caught many by surprise. China has signed a cooperation agreement with the Solomon Islands, one that Western governments believe could bring Chinese warships uncomfortably close to Australia's shores. The agreement is to maintain social order, protect lives and property, respond to natural disasters, and provide humanitarian aid. China's foreign ministry rejects notions the islands are in Australia's so-called backyard.
Pacific Island countries are not anyone's backyard, let alone pawns in a geopolitical confrontation. Island countries have actual needs for diversification of foreign cooperation and also have the right to independently choose their partners. Deliberately exaggerating tensions and provoking confrontation between camps is not of interest to island countries.
News of the agreement sent shockwaves around the world when it was leaked last month. And just hours before it was announced, the U.S. warned against it, saying it could expand the reach of China's military, or PLA.
Despite the Solomon Islands government's comments, the broad nature of the security agreement leaves open the door for the deployment of PRC military forces to the Solomon Islands. We believe that signing such an agreement could increase destabilization within the Solomon Islands and will set a concerning precedent for the wider Pacific Island region.
Violent protests in November against unemployment, the Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare, and warming relations with Beijing left the Solomon Islands Chinatown area in ruins. Sogavare turned to Australia, New Zealand, and Papua New Guinea to send peacekeepers and restore order. About 50 Australian police remain there.
As a friend of Solomon Islands, we remain their first call for security.
But now it's likely to become an election issue for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who's facing criticism for not doing more to scuttle the deal. His counterpart sought to reassure Canberra and his own parliament the islands won't become embroiled in any geopolitical game.
There is no intention whatsoever, Mr. Speaker, to ask China to build a military base in Solomon Islands.
It's a remarkable turnaround since 2019, when the Solomon Islands switched diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to Beijing and unlocked millions of dollars for the developing country. It's now positioned itself between competitors and is moving to China's backyard. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.